probably explain one of the most crucial things in our Christian existence. And I was thinking, okay, how do I portray salvation? Now, I know you probably heard it before. Maybe if it's your first time at church, you're thinking, well, yeah, I've heard lots of people talking about being saved. But what does that actually mean? What does that look like? And so I thought to myself, how can I show you what it looks like to be saved and include fire? So I thought, how can I use fire and being saved in the same thing? So I have a few things and I'm going to need to put on here first. Make sure this is the right one. The other one doesn't fit me quite properly. Big man in a little coat, if you know what I mean. All right. So I put on my lab coat here. Now I'm ready to go. Okay, so this morning we're going to do an experiment on salvation. But the first thing I need is I need a volunteer really fast. I'm going to choose one here in the front. You, right there. He'll probably fit this. All right. I'll give you this. I'll just need you for a short time. Oh, big man, little coat. There we are. Okay, so we're going to need a few other things. So I'll get you stand right there. I'm going to hand him the matches. Uh-oh, watch out.
I'll try not to run the building down.
Calm down. All right, and I'm going to pull out two more things that are very important this morning. So we got one and two. I'll move these up to the front so you can see them. So one of these says Jesus Christ, and one of these says me. Can you guys all read that? Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get you to light these candles, okay? So go ahead. But wait. Before you do that, safety first, guys. Okay, go ahead. I think it needs help. We'll get the other one light. It's because the fans are on.
Bang!
Okay. He's almost got it lit. Well, probably not. Here we go. I'll take that here. We'll try one more time. I might get someone to turn off the fans because they're trying to blow out my candles. Hilariously, me lit, but Christ didn't. That's a funny one. Let's fix that here. Here we go. All right. Perfect. Can we get a round of applause for our volunteer? Thank you very much. That's it. That's all I needed you for. All right. Thank you very much. Okay. So as you can see, we have two candles here. Now, I wonder what they mean. Do you guys ever think about maybe what this kind of thing might mean? Well, let me explain it to you. So I would like to use the Bible to explain it. So let us look at a scripture. For everyone has sinned, and we all have fallen short of the glories of God's glorious standard. That's terrible. Let me explain it a little bit better. So over here we have a candle that's labeled me, and over here we have one that's labeled Jesus Christ. Now what I think this means is often in our lives, we make bad choices, don't we? I think all of us at some time in our life decide, you know, hey, that seems like a really good idea. And evidently it wasn't. And so we make these choices and we always try and solve the problems ourselves. How many of you can remember the time when you made a bad choice and you're like, you know, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to fix it. Who's been there? Who's fixed their own problems? Well, there are some problems in life that you can't fix. And that's what Paul is saying. There's some problems in life you can't fix. And one of those is a word we use is called sin. And what sin is all the bad things that we do that separates us from God. So here, I'll explain it this way. So we have sin, right? I spelled it right. We have sin, right? And it's makes us separate from Jesus, right? So now what happens if you try and deal with your sin on your own? Does anybody know? Has anybody tried to deal with their sin on their own? Well, let's find out. Let's take this paper and let's put it into the fire and find out. You ready? This is a really bad idea. Yeah. First, safety first. Here, wait, safety first. Safety first. Here we go. There we go. Got a water basin here. Okay, let's dip it in there. No. All right, so let's see what happens when we try and solve our sin on our own. Well, look at that. Look, is that burning? Is it going away? It's not really, is it? There's ash left over. There's all this black stuff, and it if you put it on the paper, it goes everywhere, doesn't it? You know, I think life is a little bit like that. Because we've all sinned and fallen short of God's glory, no matter what we do or how we try and get rid of our sin, we can't do it on our own. There's always something left over. We might be able to get close to getting rid of our sin, but there's always that ash. And I'll tell you, even if that ash is there, it gets over everything. Have you ever put your hands in an ash pile and then walked around and touched somebody's white shirt? I have not, I promise. You get ash all over them, don't you? And you start spreading it around. You're never getting rid of it, are you? Well, maybe that's what Paul's saying, isn't he? He's saying, for all have sinned and fallen short of God's glorious standard. We can't do it on our own. We can't be saved without something else. And so it got me thinking. If we can't be saved besides something else, what do we need to do? Well, I think Scripture might actually tell us. So let's keep reading. So it says, yet God, in His grace, freely makes us right in His sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when He freed us from the penalty of our sins. For God presented Jesus, Christ, as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed His life, shedding His blood. This sacrifice shows that God was being fair when He held back and did not punish those who sinned times past. For He was looking ahead, right today, looking ahead, and included them in what He was doing in the present time. God did this to demonstrate His righteousness, God's very, very utmost goodness. For He Himself is fair and just, and He makes sinners right in their sight and His sight when we believe in Jesus. Now, isn't that amazing? So what Paul is saying here is that, yes, it's true. He makes us right in God's eyes. Christ Jesus, not Paul, Christ Jesus has made us right in His sight. And all we have to do is believe. So when you guys came in this morning, I had you help me out, and I had a few of you. Thank you so much for helping me out. And I got you to mark. Some of you came in a little late. That's okay. You didn't get to write on the paper. I got you to make some marks on the paper here. So it's very interesting because you guys marked up these papers really good for us, which I really appreciate. And you can see a whole bunch of lines, right? We can all see there's lines all over it. You guys see that? Well, let's imagine these lines, they represent your and my sin. Okay, let's pretend they represent sin. So let's write sin on all of them. So what would happen now? Because these are yours, remember? These are your marks. So let's imagine these are your sins. I mean, we all have them. So let's imagine these are our sins. Now, what do you think would happen if we put our sins on Jesus Christ? What do you think the difference is? They're both paper. Well, let's read the verse one more time. Well, let's just read this last little bit one more time. God did this. He did all this by sending His Son to die on the cross for our sins to demonstrate His righteousness, because a good God couldn't interact with man who wasn't good. For He Himself is fair and just, and He makes sinners right in His sight when they believe in Jesus Christ. So if you believe in Jesus Christ here this morning, God wants to take your sin away. And so I thought I would show you what God does with your sins. Do you guys want to see? You want to see what Jesus might do with your sins? Let's see what Jesus does with your sins. That's your sin. Gone. Now imagine, this is your sin. That's your sin gone. There's nothing left. Do you see anything? Jesus Christ has taken your sin, and He has made it disappear. Thank you very much. I'm going to pray, invite the worship team back up this morning. If you saw this and you went, you know what, I made a mark on that piece of paper. I want God to take my sin, because that's what He can do with it. He can make it disappear and nothing left. I'm going to invite you to pray with me this morning. So let's close your eyes this morning and let's pray. And if you so feel inclined to ask Christ into your heart, I'm going to pray and welcome you to do that. But there's no pressure. God really wants you. He sent his son to die for you. That's how much he values you. So let's pray. God, we just thank you that our sin can be taken away. And that you are King of the world. God, we just thank you that salvation is for us if we ask. And so this morning, if this is you and you want to find salvation in Jesus Christ, you can say along with me, Jesus, I welcome you into my heart. I ask you to burn away my sin, to see me white as snow. I ask you because I cannot do this without you. I can't make myself right. No matter what I do, how hard I try, in my work is not enough. Jesus, I ask you to come and be my King of Kings. Jesus, I ask you to come and be my Lord of Lords. Jesus, I ask you to come and save me. Because you took away my sin. And now I believe that you've taken away my sin. Thank you for setting me free, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's continue to worship this morning. And don't forget, we're going to play a few more songs.